Good morning. Thank you for calling Family Christmas. Fiona.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for calling Family Christmas. This is Fiona. How can I help you?
Hi, good morning. My name is Aisha Mason. So I just talked to Valerie. It was, which I talked to you last week about the five being sent out to my client's home due to the being in the 85% compliance due to her always having doctors, which I can provide proof of that. Valerie chose to, one, I asked yesterday, when did y'all need timesheets? Due to the fact the conversation we had last week and I told you about the appointment, being though Valerie is my case manager, she did not send out dates that, you know, we weren't in compliance, even though it's times where I clocked in at the location and it showed that I wasn't at the location, and my client could attest to that because I made sure I showed her that it showed a red X while I was in her home clocking in. But outside of that, like I said, we have appointments on a regular day-to-day basis, okay? We just had two appointments, one yesterday, one today, and then have to go out again tomorrow and Friday. So all of those are appointment days, correct? So we telling Valerie this. She kept her attitude. My client asks for her supervisor, which is you, because, again, like I informed her, I spoke with you last week for the five because we're always out and we're going to always be out of compliance majority of the days because she has appointments. Something, again, we can prove. But instead of Valerie transferring my client to the supervisor, she informed my client and told her no, she could not transfer her to her supervisor and that you were busy. But here you are on the phone with me now.
I'm not sure why she said I'm busy. I am very busy, but I happen to be able to pick up the phone and be able to call someone back. But that's neither here nor there. I'm looking over the case here. I need some clarification here because we have now, let me just look over for, let's just take last week, right? So last Monday, you clocked in and out successfully. The clock in was from the client's house, which is perfect. The clock out was from your house.
Because sometimes, again, we're out. We may be out at appointments and different things. So my client, she's going to drop me off. She's my client. So we're out and we're running overtime. Yes, we're going to stop past my house because they got to get past mine to go to hers. She's my grandmother at the end of the day when it's all said and done. This is my blood grandmother.
I completely understand the problem.
So after I'm off the clock, if we run it past my time, I don't get paid to go back to the house. If I'm out at 4 o'clock and we somewhere else, I don't get paid to spend 30 minutes to another hour to go back to the location to clock out and then leave at 5 o'clock. I'm not getting paid for that hour.
I understand what you're saying. There's two questions I have. One, she has appointments 7 days a week.
Just about. You want to talk to her? Matter of fact, here goes the client herself.
Hold on 1 second.
Hello.
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 Yes, hello.
Yes. I explained to the person that it's impossible sometimes for her to clock in at my house because I'm not there. If I'm not there, then she can't get in there. So I inform her to meet me at whatever doctors I'm going to.
So there's a fundamental issue, which is home care is required to start and end at the service area. That is state and federal mandate. If there's a lot of appointments, so what we need to do is we need to adjust the shifts so that the shifts can start and end at the house. An occasional here or there with notification is allowed, but every single day without clocks or to be out of the service location is not allowed. It's Keystone regulation. You can go on their website and see itself. Just click on providers and provider training. And you could read through all of it. It's just sitting there on their website, open, available for everybody to see. It's state and federal mandate and Keystone's rules. So if there is this many appointments, what we need to do is we need to adjust the shift times so that she's able to clock in and out from your house.
You can't adjust a shift so I can take her out in and out of my house all the time for the simple fact she has children of her own. And if my appointment says I have to be there, or I can be there at 8 or 8:30, then that's what I'm going to do.
No, you can do whatever you'd like, of course, but it's a seven-hour shift.
It's
7 hours a day, 7 days a week.
How can she be here if she has children?
I'm not understanding, because my Keystone worker, Natalie, she knows that this is going. She knows that this is what goes on. She can. You can call her and talk to Natalie as well. Again, this was the point of the five situation, of the five being sent out, due to the fact that there are always appointments. Again, I just told you, there was an appointment yesterday. There was an appointment today. There's an appointment tomorrow. And then there's another one again Friday. So there's an appointment every day this week. We're not dealing with somebody that's just babying and she just lays in a bed. No, she's very ill and have doctor's appointment.
No, I completely understand. I'm actually looking at her medical history right now on the insurance. So I only have up until October 8th. She usually has 2 to 3 appointments a month.
No.
I'm looking at her insurance records right now.
That's inaccurate. She does not. She has over 2 to 3 appointments a month. We can have every doctor's appointment printed out and brought to you. That's inaccurate. That's very inaccurate. She has 3 and 4 appointments in a week.
I'm looking at her insurance records right now. This is what was billed to her insurance over the past 6 months. In May, she had 1 appointment. In June, she had 5 appointments. In July, she had 3 appointments. In August, she had 1 appointment. In September, she had 3 appointments. In October, they don't show me the full October, so we don't have to talk about that. There's also a lot of visits at Temple.
Okay, so do you want me to get Keystone on the phone? You know, Natalie, the one that can confirm that there's been more appointments than you're reading off.
So I think that's probably. Let me call Natalie. I'm going to place you on hold. I have her number. Let me call you, put you on hold, and let's just clarify this, because I want to make sure. At the end of the day, we have to follow state regulations. I'm not trying to cause you or your family any problems, and I'm also. I get it completely. I just want to come to a solution which follows regulations. So if that means that we get you an increase in hours due to the amount of visits, great, right? That's fine. If you require assistance going to and from these many appointments, and these appointments are, you know, you're going to appointments 80 hours a week, then the insurance should be covering you for more. But the problem is that with what hours you're allotted, this is not working with the schedule that you chose, because the end of the day, the insurance can't change the home care rules either if it's a state and federal regulation. And the regulation is that they need to start and end at the house. So, I'm just trying to make sure we're in compliance and that you or us don't have any problems. So let me get Natalie on the phone. Let's clarify this and see what we can do, okay?
All right, to my understanding, that's why the fives are in place, so that we can stay in state guidelines as well, because there are so many appointments. That's just why I had it before.
But the fob won't help you if she's not at the house.
Say that again?
The fob won't help if she's not at the house, though.
Okay, go ahead. You can talk to Natalie.
No problem, because the fob is at the house. It's locked to the wall. Hold on one second. Let me call.
I'm about to go to another company. I don't have time for this right
it's,
here.
All the companies have the same rules. You can go wherever you'd like, of course. It's your choice, but they all have the same rules.
Go ahead and talk to Natalie.
No problem. Hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, everyone. Okay, I have Natalie on the line here.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
And I have a patient caregiver on the line as well, Mary Craig and Aisha Mason.
How you doing, Ms. Mary?
Hi, Natalie.
Hi. So the clock out issue is a problem, right?
What's wrong with
and in.
So right now you do understand you have to be in the person's home. I know you do have medical appointments, but if it's not, you have to clock in from the house and clock out from within the client's house.
So what they want her to do, come up to my house and clock in while I'm at the doctor's office?
No, she has to be at your house before you even go to the doctor's visit.
We have to adjust the shift time so that it works with your visits.
Well, why don't they send the the thing, the little clock out thing that they got, so the person can clock without the state knowing where they are.
The fob doesn't work like that either. The fob, you have to be within the home or I guess in the range of it. If you want to be a self-directive, you have to maybe switch over to self-directed model.
Self-directed model?
Yeah, like a self, like a Tempest model or something like that. But right now you can't clock in wherever, and you cannot clock in without being with the client at the client's house. And this is for any caregiver.
How is that going to happen? Excuse me, when I'm not there.
No, they want me to come in early.
So if you have visits that are outside of the schedule, then the schedule needs to be adjusted.
I got to come earlier than my scheduled time and leave later than my scheduled time, correct, is what you're saying?
No, not at all. The schedule has to change. If you're unable to work with the client's schedule, then the client needs a different caregiver. Not because you're fired, because this is what the client needs. Home care needs you to be at the house.
She's not getting another caregiver. Hold on. She's not getting another caregiver. I'm her caregiver.
Understood. So then it needs to change the shift.
What I'm saying to you is if her appointment is at 8:30 or 8 o'clock and I'm due to be there at 9, right? So she has to be at her appointment. So I should be there by 7 o'clock, correct? Is what you're saying to me?
You could be at her house at 8 o'clock.
How? If she have to be to her appointment at 8.
Okay.
If she have to be here to her appointment at 8 o'clock, I would have to be there by 7:30 in order to clock in and then leave her residence and meet her wherever, because that means I wouldn't even be able to go with her to her appointment, correct? Because I have to be at the location to clock in. And then I guess what? Go meet her at the location of wherever the appointment is at? Is that what y'all saying?
Well, there's, essentially, yes. Like there's you need, or you can have two different shifts that are smaller. The clock ins and outs. You need to be at her house. If she's at appointment at 8 o'clock,
that's fine. We understand.
If she has an appointment at 8 o'clock, then you need to be at her house at 7:30.
And then for instance, I also told Valerie, my client doesn't have the internet. So, if, like I said, that's why she asked for the fob. I've been telling y'all that, too. Well, Valerie, not you, Valerie, who hasn't been really getting my messages to you.
The fob was sent out.
It's to be sent to her house, right. Well, it must have haven't gotten there yet. I'll check again today. I'll check the mail when it comes out. Just like yesterday, I asked about my timesheet. Again, it's not my, like I said, if I got appointments and things like that, for instance, like you said, some days is on there, clock in and clock out is fine. Some days are not because, again, we're out. Like I said, yesterday, today, tomorrow, and Friday are appointment days. So if I asked her yesterday, I asked her what days does she need a timesheet for, she didn't respond. She chose not to respond until today and then say timesheets won't be accepted. Why not? I asked yesterday before closing, but y'all had, she had way more than enough time to tell me what time she needed. But guess what? What, now I'm not supposed to get paid on Friday, correct? Because she chose to tell me today what day she needed. She didn't even tell me what day she needed. Again, she just told me, oh, I should know what days I need. No, I shouldn't, because again, I don't know when I'm out of range and when I am in range, because like I said, I showed my client me clocking in at the resident and they showed a red dot would mean I was out of range.
No, the red dot could also mean you're out of schedule. The reason that was a red dot is because you clocked in 45 minutes late.
Oh, well, then. So with that, even if it's a mistake error like that, sometimes I can't just clock in at 9 o'clock when I'm in. But I was there. I might have came in and had to help her with something, change linen. I might have to get her cleaned up and couldn't clock in directly at 9 o'clock and clocked in. So to my knowledge, it looked like I'm out of range or not clocked in. But how do I know that? I don't know this. All I can go off of is, like I sent the message, I asked for certain days. They were not sent to me until today, and then I was notified my timesheet's going to be accepted.
I have.
When yesterday had she sent it out, and the time after I texted her, my timesheets would have been accepted.
So I can talk to the coordinator more about the back and forth and listen to the calls, but again, we have an issue here that the services are not being started and finished at the client's house.
We just determined there were no mistakes.
I have one other.
I'm going to make sure I get to the house early, right? And then if I have to leave an hour late, then that's what it'll have to be. until we could figure something out. Because, again, she has appointments every day as of right now.
I understand. I do see one other thing. Last week on Tuesday, according to her medical record, she spent the entire day at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Including your shift.
You said at the hospital.
Temple University Hospital has her listed.
Emergency or doctors.
It doesn't list it as an ER visit, but it says that she's
right
7:45 a.m. and she discharged 11:59 p.m.
And you said what date was that?
Last week, Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
The 4th.
I'm supposed to be where, correct? At the doctor's. Only when she's admitted into the emergency room is correct, is when she's not supposed to have anyone with her.
The ER is.
Or that's what I'm
the
supposed
ER
to report
is. A, yes, that is. The ER or a, what's it called? Or a obviously an inpatient are required reporting. I see here that she spent literally that particular day, she spent 16 hours at the hospital.
She did not spend 16 hours at the hospital last Tuesday.
According to the hospital, she did.
But she didn't. I'm telling you, she did not. Wow. I can give you the whole rundown of last Tuesday. Well, here she goes right here. Here go Mary Craig. Let her tell you where she did Tuesday.
Hello. Last Tuesday, you spent 16 hours at the hospital. Hello.
Yes, hello, Miss Craig. So the hospital listed you last week Tuesday as coming in at 7:45 in the morning and then leaving at midnight.
What hospital?
Temple U.
Who?
Temple University Hospital.
I'm from the boys' building over to the main building.
No, he's talking about that nighttime. I left in the daytime.
Oh, they think that's what I'm saying. That got to be that day when you had the two appointments that one day.
Remember, I had two appointments.
There was two appointments.
On different sides.
I had one in the go across and take I forget the name of the picture. And then I had to go over to see the doctor for the heart and vascular thing. Then I had another one at North Temple. Then I had to go over to Northeast and then draw blood. So that's four. And I did these. Both of these are 2 days. Two done in 2 days.
That's what I'm saying. He's trying to say you was in the hospital.
I'm not saying that. The hospital could have simply put in the wrong time. I was just checking to make sure everything was okay.
Put in the wrong time.
Yeah, it's very possible because it wasn't an ER visit. It was just they put in that that you finished the visit at midnight. So I was just checking on that. Same thing for 11:06. So it looks like the doctor's just not entering. The doctor's receptionist just not entering the right information.
Yeah, somebody making errors.
Yeah, that's fine. It's no big deal. I was just double checking that. Unfortunately, this is the nature of home care. The alternative also is you can do a split shift. If you're actually out for every single day for 12 hours a day, you should request an increase in your hours, because if you need accompaniment, the aide is not going to be able to clock in and out properly without exceeding the shift. So
that's what I was working on the hours. That's what I was trying to tell you.
Yeah, we are trying to get other hours.
I understand. So again, if that is the case, it's understandable. But these are the again, it's not us that's trying to drive you crazy. These are state and federal regs. And as of January 1st of this year, the state of Pennsylvania became the second strictest state in the nation with these rules. It's extremely strict. And they penalize us, the home care agencies, for failing to comply on this. And because of that, all home care agencies have cracked down in Pennsylvania. So the visits have to start and end at the house. A fob won't help you because the fob is locked to the house. And you have to be in the house. If the client uses the fob, that's Medicaid fraud.
Mm-hmm.
Only the aide could use the fob. So unless it won't help you. I see you know how to use the app. So the fob is proof of location. That's the whole point. The app is also proof of location. That's the point of the app. That's what the state actually wants. So we need the clock ins and outs to be at the house. And failure to do so, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to bill anymore.
Oh, man, I don't have no Wi-Fi. She says she still need Wi-Fi to clock in.
You don't need Wi-Fi to clock in. The app works offline, and when you have Wi-Fi or an internet signal, it will upload the information. You do not need Wi-Fi to use the app.
I don't know why they're being so hard on me, because
it's not you. It's every single Medicaid recipient in the state of Pennsylvania.
Listen, my life depends on me being out the house as many days as I'm out there. I've had cancer 3 times. I have bad kidneys, stage 5. And whenever the doctor says show, I'm showing. I don't have time to wait on no 8. I'm going to see about Mary Craig, because when my time on the earth is up, you guys will still be here kicking, and I won't. It's that simple. I don't give a heck about the state, for real. But I'm going to go to the doctor, and if she's there, fine. If not, you people want to do whatever you're doing, then so be it. But I'm going to see about me.
1 minute is you got to be. I understand completely. And Natalie, maybe there's grounds for a reassessment. Because again, if she in fact has 70 hours of doctor's visits a week,
all I can do is show you where I go to the doctor, and my doctors can verify the fact that I keep every doctor appointment. But I'm not going to give my life up because somebody don't want to get penalized in the state.
Ms. Craig, can you have your doctor or something recommend you to have more an increase of hours?
The next time
you go to the doctors, maybe they could write something like stating that you need an assistance with you or an aid with you every, appointment and things like that.
Yeah, but they don't see the issue that you guys see. They don't have a clue that I can't.
They should know that you have like long-term service supports and have a caregiver if your caregiver is with you. They obviously see somebody there waiting for you in the waiting room. So it shouldn't be an issue if they were to have a recommendation or a letter of medical necessity requesting an increase of hours.
Mary, what she's asking for is she's asking with help on the assessment, because in order for the insurance to give you higher hours, the insurance needs to determine that you require them. And a doctor's note that says that she needs more help than she's getting would greatly assist for that. I'm not allowed to ask for more hours for you because I'm a home care agency.
State's fighting me hard as hell over that, too. I think it would be more convenient for them if I went somewhere and went on and died. But like I said, my health depends on it. I've had cancer 3 times. I've had...
We're not saying that.
It's just difficult for me.
You already did it, is what I'm trying to tell her. Hello? She already, that's the thing. So she already has it. She has a lawyer pretty much that's fighting now to get her more hours. So
lawyers,
even outside of that extra doctor.
I get an actual doctor's, like on the doctor's script that he recommends X amount of hours. She's currently receiving 49. He recommends X amount of hours, 12 hours a day or whatever, due to the amount of appointments she has or due to the amount of care that she requires. Because if she's having this many appointments, this much out of the house, she should have more accompaniment and she needs more care. So
yeah, that's what I was trying to say. So that's what I was asking Natalie. So the way that she's fighting right now, that has nothing to do with her doctor. So she or her doctor's not attested it, because I know the lawyers went. Wanted all the hospital records and doctor records and things like that. So that's where we at. We waiting for a hearing. That's what they told us, a hearing.
The process for getting an increase is simply requesting it from Natalie. It's not
right.
Yeah, it's not going through the lawyers.
They requested and we had to appeal it.
Oh, Natalie, they were denied.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Natalie. Yeah, they were denied an increase.
They were denied an increase. They're in appeal right now.
Okay, understood. Yeah, so she's asking. When Natalie's asking Ms. Craig, she's asking for if you can get from your GP a note that says you really need the extra hours. It can help with your appeal.
Okay. Yeah.
If you're seeing a doctor as many times as you're saying now, like every day, 7 days a week, or whatever, then they should be able to have some type of any upcoming scheduled visits could be included in there too. Like any specialist she sees, it should be like well documented.
Okay.
To support it.
Okay. Okay. So I'll make sure she asks her primary care doctor for that.
Okay. Even a doctor that she's seeing today, or if she has any appointments today, tomorrow, any MD.
Excellent.
Okay.
And in the meantime, yeah, we just, unfortunately, we do have to follow the state regulations. So if you please try to clock in and out from the client's house. Okay.
Yes.
And I'm not, again, we're not trying to make it difficult. It's just this is what home care is. Home care means care in the home, and that's the requirement.
Y'all tell us home care, but then y'all also have on there, do I accompany my clients to do laundry? Do I accompany her to appointments?
So according to Keystone guidelines,
so all of those things are part of, obviously, my home care because it's in there as an option of something that I, as a test that I did for today. So if I'm out running an errand for my client, right, and 4 o'clock comes, I'm not supposed to clock out where I'm at, or because if I run overtime, guess what? I'm not getting paid once I get back to the client house at 5 o'clock.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
the services are 7 hours a day. So that you're allowed to accompany her on anything medically necessary as per Keystone guidelines. Medically necessary is doctor's appointments as well. But she only gets 7 hours a day. What you need to do for now is that you have to increase the hours on the days that she has appointments and decrease the hours in the days she doesn't. There's nothing else to do.
Okay, that's fine. We're going to make it work, all right?
All right.
We'll clock it out for now, and then we're going to try to get her hours up. I'll get the doctor's paperwork from Natalie, and then we'll try to go from there because we keep going in circles. I understand what you're saying. I got it, Neil. I'll make sure I clock in and out from the resident, and we'll go from there.
Much appreciated. Thank you for working with us. Again, this is regulations we're trying to follow. We're not trying to cause problems.
I understand. I get exactly what you're saying. That's all I'm trying to get you to understand. I understand what you're saying.
Thank you.
And I'll get the paperwork that Natalie needs.
Okay.
All right. Ladies, thank you very much for your time.
Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me, sir. She said, and can you also have Valerie not to reach out to her ever again due to the rudeness that she encountered with her?
Absolutely. I could transfer with Valerie. Valerie is kind of her job to make sure people are clocking in and out properly. However, I can assign it to somebody else.
That's not the issue. That wasn't the issue. The issue was Mary Craig asked her multiple times to speak to her supervisor, and she informed her no, she cannot, and that you were busy. And then I called you and got direct contact to you. But when Mary Craig, the client, asked to speak to her supervisor on multiple occasions, she declined and told her no, that you were busy.
I'm going to listen to the calls, and I'm going to have a serious conversation with Valerie and maybe discipline her if needed. I will listen to the calls.
Okay, do so. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you for letting me know about that. And ladies, thank you again for trying to make this work and for all your time.
Okay,
no
thank
problem.
You.
Be well.
Thank you, Natalie.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.